Ladies and gentlemen, he will be coming in concert to the Allstate Arena in Rosemont on Wednesday, May 17th. He has a new album set to drop, as they say in this business.
The kids say it nowadays.
This is My Town, Songs of New York. The street date is the 21st of April. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome for a quick chat the great Barry Manilow, who joins us, I believe, from the city this morning. Barry Manilow, good morning.
What's it like in Chicago these days? Is it cold or is it warm?
It's confusing. It's cold. It's warm. There's snow. There's rain. There's politics, Barry. Sometimes it's like a living hell.
Crazy. All right.
Barry Manilow, I have to tell you, I attended the Berklee College of Music back in 1978, and at that time, I had a commercial jingle writing course that I was taking with a guy named Bob Rose. And Bob Rose says, let me play you a few examples of a successful jingle writer and see if you guys can't figure it out. And, of course, he played me your work, your insurance commercial, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Band-Aid. How did you wind up starting in that end of this music business?
I got lucky. I mean, that was everybody was after. Every composer in New York wanted to get into the jingle writing world because, you know, if you hit it, you know, it's a really lucrative field. And I wrote my first one for an agency that found me for Dodge, some Dodge car, and they bought it, and it was successful. And after that, I would be one of the guys they'd call first. And, you know, I just had the ability to write a great hook in 15 seconds, which really helped when I got into the pop music world, because you got to write a great hook. And it was a great training ground for me.
Do you still get mailbox money from those gigs from all those years ago? I'm just curious, do you still own it, or did you have to sell it off as a young guy, lock, stock, and barrel?
Right. As a young guy, they bought you out totally for that State Farm insurance commercial. State Farm is there. I got $500, and that was what, 40-some-odd years ago. But the girl that sings it is on her third Rolls Royce, because you get residuals if you're on the spot, if you're singing or you're talking, or even if you're playing. So I would wind up playing piano on every, and sometimes I'd wind up singing on it. But just as a composer, they buy you out.
And just one more question about the jingles, because it fascinates me with my background. I know on your live album years ago, you used to do a medley of your jingles. Will you be doing that at the Allstate Arena on Wednesday, May 17th as part of your show, or is that in the rearview mirror?
It's in the rearview mirror, John, because, you know, all those huge commercials, they were done so long ago, people really don't remember it. It started to stop working, years ago, because, you know, there's a new generation, and they don't know those jingles, and it just stopped working. But, boy, it sure worked when I first started doing it. Holy moly. I didn't have any hit records, so I did it because I was desperate. I knew they would all run out to get orange juice if I didn't give them something that they knew. And I put together a medley of the jingles, and that was better than a hit record for audiences then.
Well, you bring up a good point, Barry. You know, you talk about what you got paid, and you got paid a flat fee. My question for you is, with the way the music business has changed, you know, kids used to go out and they'd buy an album, they'd go to a record store, they wanted Barry Manilow, they bought the whole thing, or they at least bought the 45 with a B-side. How is it working out for you today? Is it different with this digital world we live in and downloads?
Yeah, it's very different. It's very different. I really don't know what a young band or a young singer could do. I'll tell you a quick story. There's this website that has all of my records. You can download anything for nothing. And they have everything. It's 40 years of songs. Every song I've ever recorded. And I got my check for them for one year. 1 year of 40 years of music, and the check was $122.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.
So, you know, for me, it doesn't really matter that much. But for a young band, they can't make money on, you know, putting an album out because everybody gets it for nothing. So they've got to learn how to perform. And that's the way that, you know, they can make a living. If they're a good performer and people begin to come to their shows, yeah, then you could do it. But just as records, no, I don't think you can. It's nowhere like it used to be.
That insight belongs to Barry Manilow. He has a new album out called This Is My Town, Songs of New York. Half originals, half the chestnuts that we equate with Manhattan nowadays. You were born and raised in New York, so this has got to be, even over the course of your long career, 40 years plus, this has got to be kind of a special project for you.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do this. You know, when you're born and raised in New York, you're always a New Yorker. Even though I've lived in California even more years than I was in New York, I still consider myself a New Yorker. You know, I talk fast, as you can hear. I walk fast. You know, I've got soot in my blood. I don't know. I'm a New Yorker. And so, you know, this was an easy idea. I've always wanted to do a New York album.
What is it about you, if you can pinpoint it? I mean, I saw you one time. You were singing on the Oprah show. And it's a crowd full of women that you hit the piano key. You sing one note, and the place goes crazy. And I have to imagine that that's probably the demo that really drives your career.
Well, you know, they've been with me for so many years, all through the bad reviews, all through the jokes. These people, these strangers that I've never met, they gave me this career, and they've been there forever. And you know, forget about the talent of songwriting or making records. It really is these people who did it. And it started back in the first show, the very first show, and I was bad. I was terrible as a performer. And they didn't care. For some reason, they got it. And they stayed with me up until now, and I'll always be grateful for that.
You know, you couldn't turn on a pop radio station in the 70s or an 80s without going a half hour without hearing a Barry Manilow song. To you, who is somebody that you hear today and you go, yeah, that's I dig that? Who would somebody be in that vein that really kind of turns you on?
I think Gaga is the one that, you know, I've got my eye on. I spotted her on the very first song, and I knew there was more to her than just a great record. She's probably one of the most talented people that we have. And certainly Bruno Mars and certainly Adele. You know, there are some very talented young people out there that are going to have long careers.
Look forward to seeing you at the Allstate Arena, Rosemont, Wednesday, May 17th. The album, This Is My Town, Songs in New York, with Barry Manilow. Thanks for your time and continued success.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care, Bear.
Bye.
Barry Manilow.
What a joke.
So stupid.
And boring as hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should go just as a goof.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, just look at all the idiots.
All the dumbass Manilow fans.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like one good song.
Yeah, I mean, Mandy is not terrible.
Yeah, the opening's okay.
And I guess you can't hate Copacabana.
Yeah, if you're in the right mood.
I love Barry Manilow.
Oh my God, he's the best!
I have everything he's ever recorded!
Me too! In my car!
We have to go to that concert!
We are going to that concert!
What did our friend Ken Shrilla say?
Oh, he said that he saw Barry Manilow at Poplar Creek and it was the best show he's ever seen, and he's not ashamed to admit it.